From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Tomorrow, a New York court will hear arguments over a sport in which the rules sound like they come out of Through the Looking Glass. The competitors are richer than Alex Rodriguez, and the spirit of fellowship and mutual respect among them is just about nil. It's the America's Cup Yacht Race, named for the 19th-century schooner that won the first competition and governed by a deed of gift that sets out those Lewis Carroll-like rules. Bruce Necht has written about the America's Cup and other maritime matters and joins us from New York. Bruce Necht, who holds the America's Cup now and who wants it?
It's held currently by a team called Alenghi, which is owned by Ernesto Bertorelli, who's a Italian-Swiss man with the heir to the Serrano pharmaceutical fortune, who has won the cup and successfully defended the cup.
And the billionaire who wants to win it from him?
At the moment, it's Larry Ellison, a man richer than Ernesto Bertorelli, who is, I guess, well known as the founder of Oracle Corporation.
Now, here's the extraordinary feature about the America's Cup. As I understand it, according to that deed of gift, it's up to Mr. Bertorelli, or whoever has won the cup, to pick someone who will be the next official challenger.
Yeah, what people don't understand about the cup is it's a challenger-driven event. That is, if you hold the cup, you can just hold it until someone comes along and says, I challenge you for the cup. Now, of course, challenges come regularly, and to sort of organize the cup, to set the rules, one is designated the challenger of record. And once that designation happens, the holder of the cup and the official challenger negotiate the rules for the next competition.
So while we might think that Mr. Bertorelli would have to negotiate these rules with Mr. Ellison, not at all. Bertorelli picked another official challenger.
Well, that's nothing new. I mean, the New York Yacht Club held the America's Cup for 132 years. And like now, they picked a challenger of record. And of course, they didn't pick someone who was going to be antagonistic. They picked someone who they thought was relatively friendly. And they negotiated rules that, you know, there was certainly a degree of home court advantage. What Bertorelli did in 2007 was he picked a club that was not just friendly. It was almost sort of a fiction. It was a club that had never had a race. It did not have members. It didn't have yachts. It's not what most people would think of as being a yacht club. And importantly, yacht clubs are the only entity that can challenge for the cup.
This is as if the New York Yankees had won the World Championship of Baseball. And while it was typical for the winner to then pick the Albuquerque Isotopes or someone to play against them next or to set the rules, they picked the Indianapolis Chamber of Commerce almost to set the rules.
Yeah. And this is where the legal part comes in. The deed of gift defined the yacht club by one thing. It said they have to have, although the word is having, a annual yacht race. And this is what the whole legal thing turned on, the word having.
A New York court, a state Supreme Court, which is really by no means the highest court in New York State, heard the matter of this bogus yacht club. What did it decide?
In May 2008, the Supreme Court said that Ellison's challenge to the bogus yacht club was, in fact, a legitimate challenge, and it named Ellison's yacht club as the challenger of record.
Then
the appellate court reversed that decision in July of last year by a 3-2 vote.
And then
the New York State Court of Appeals reversed that decision, which is, we go back to the original decision. Ellison's Yacht Club is the challenger of record.
So
that court did one other thing, though. Importantly, it said the race should happen 10 months from then, which is to say February of 2010.
And that's what the hearing tomorrow is all about.
Exactly, because Alenghi said, we don't want to have the race in February of 2010. We want to have it in May of 2010.
Now, this trophy, the America's Cup trophy, is a storied trophy. I gather it's the oldest sporting trophies that has continuously been held by some winner of a competition. In the past, were there animosities as intense as that between Bertorelli and Ellison today?
There were animosities, but nothing like this. It was, for most of its history, a gentleman's game. Certainly, the competition has been tough, and there's been people who have been not so happy with one another, but it's never reached this kind of level, which maybe reached the low point when Ernesto Bertorelli rather publicly called Larry Ellison a loser.
You're going to be in court tomorrow?
I am going to be in court tomorrow.
Well, enjoy. Thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Bruce Necht writes about sailing and yacht races, and he's currently writing a book about the building of a very large yacht.